Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru. And if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a whirlwind of to-dos, demands, and expectations swirling around us faster than a confetti cannon at New Year's Eve. You know that feeling? Like you're constantly giving, 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 but forgetting to refill your own cup? Well, friends, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something crucial. Nurturing your mind, body, and soul. We're talking about creating a holistic self-care routine that feels as good as it does empowering. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care sounds nice, but where do I even begin? I'm barely keeping my head above water. Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's like that reminder on your phone to update your software. You can push it off, but eventually, everything starts crashing and burning. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you prioritize your well-being in a way that actually sticks. Number 1. Define what nourishment looks like for you. This isn't about following the latest fad diet or signing up for every wellness trend under the sun. It's about tuning into your body and understanding its unique needs. Do you crave quiet moments of solitude? A good dose of physical activity that gets your endorphins pumping? Maybe it's devouring a captivating book or connecting with loved ones over a delicious meal. Whatever brings you joy, peace, and a sense of fulfillment, that's your self-care recipe. Second, let's talk boundaries. Think of them like invisible shields protecting your energy and sanity. Ever felt drained after spending time with someone who consistently sucks the life out of you? That's a boundary issue begging to be addressed. Learn to say no gracefully but firmly to commitments that drain your time and energy. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being, even if it means declining invitations or setting limits in relationships. Number 3. Move your body, love your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling alive and energized. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking through nature, or practicing yoga in your living room. Celebrate the amazing things your body can do, and treat it with the love and respect it deserves. Next up, feed your mind with positivity. What you consume, whether it's news, social media, or conversations, has a profound impact on your mental state. Be mindful of the information you allow into your life. Seek out sources that inspire, uplift, and empower you. And remember, it's okay to take breaks from the digital world and reconnect with yourself offline. Lastly, don't forget about the power of rest and rejuvenation. Sleep is not a luxury, it's essential for physical and mental recovery. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Practice relaxation techniques like meditation or deep breathing to calm your mind and release stress. Remember, taking time to recharge isn't selfish, it's an investment in your overall well-being. Okay, let's dive into a real-life scenario that might sound familiar. Imagine this. You're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and social obligations, all while trying to squeeze in some self-care. You're constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and depleted. Suddenly, you realize you haven't had a moment to yourself in weeks. Sound familiar? This is where those boundaries we talked about come in handy. Remember, it's okay to say no to extra commitments that drain your energy. Schedule time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. You deserve that space to recharge and reconnect with yourself. So, what's the takeaway? Nurturing your mind, body, and soul is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It requires conscious effort and intentionality, but the rewards are immeasurable. By setting healthy boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and cultivating a positive mindset, you can create a life that feels balanced, fulfilling, and truly yours. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one small step you can incorporate into your daily routine. Maybe it's a 10-minute meditation session, a walk in nature, or simply saying no to an obligation that doesn't serve you. And remember, you are not alone on this journey. Share your experiences with me on social media and let's inspire each other to create lives filled with peace, purpose, and joy. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.